There is nothing better than bringing a box of cannoli or a box of lobster tails, the dessert from Les Delices Lafrenais. Heading somewhere this weekend? Don't look bad. Don't show up empty-handed. Do la bella figura. Simplement délicieux, with 5 Montreal locations in St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard on Taschereau Boulevard. It's Les Delices Lafrenais. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. Episode 186 of the Drive-By Podcast. This is the Tuesday edition. I'm Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening in. Really appreciate it. I was just talking about La Bruta Figura, which in English translates, at least the closest thing it would translate to, even though there's no direct translation from Italian to English. Basically, La Bruta Figura is, for example, when you go to somebody's house. I was just talking about this when I was talking about my sponsor, Les Delices Lafrenais, and going empty-handed, right? It's just you don't want to make a bad impression. It's not necessarily a bad first impression. It's a general bad impression. Basically, you're not making yourself look good. In other words, la bruta figura. So, look, this is wedding season. And a lot of people, whether you're Italian, European, English, Canadian, I have a lot of Canadians listening in, Americans as well. People don't know anymore. You know, times are difficult and people have lost track of what to give at a wedding in 2024. I'm going to lay down the law of the land. How's that? Like all of a sudden, well, I was married 10 years ago. So I'm a little out of touch, but I have a family member that's getting married next month. So look, nothing much has changed except rates have gone up. And I'm going to just explain, outline how it works. And then I'm going to discuss just things that I guess have been lost over the years. You know, like the true meaning of friendship and family, inviting people because you want them to be there. Now most people, and it's always pretty much been like this, especially if you have this old school Italian mentality that, you know, okay, great. I love my family, love friends and all that, but they must cover the plate. You always hear about this. What do I have to put in the envelope to cover the plate? Now, when you're going to a Canadian wedding, by Canadian, I mean non-European, especially non-Italian, Canadian. So in other words, the people are born in Canada, and so are their parents, okay? And they're not attached to any nationality. So if they're born in Canada, their parents are also born in Canada, but their grandparents immigrated to this country and literally came here on a boat, that's classified as Italian. That's still classified as an Italian wedding. And you know, because the Italian weddings, for the most part, are extravagant. They're over the top. There's a lot of food. There's entertainment. It's always at a nice spot. And even if it's not, there's a norm, right? There's an average, is what I'm saying. Average price to the plate. Now, I'm not saying that English Canadians don't get banquet halls, don't do the same, but they don't put as much focus on the wedding. In other words, they don't spend as much money. Some do. I've seen non-Europeans, non-Italians spend a lot of money on their wedding. But for the most part, you know, when you go to a wedding and they say, well, you know, bring a gift. Italians, you don't bring a gift. Yes, you give money in an envelope, whether it's a check or whether it's cash, it's money to cover the plate. And then if you want to give something extra because you know the person a little more, you can do that as well. But it's not expected. You're just expected to cover the plate. And Italians, I thought this would be lost over, you know, the last generation or so, maybe this new generation, they don't think this way. But no, it's like, how do you say it? It's sickness. Una malattia, we say in Italian. It's a sickness. So it gets handed from one generation to the next. And just when you think it's going to disappear, it doesn't. It gets worse. And so then the millennials or the Generation Zers think the same way. No, people have to cover my plate because it's an expensive day. But then the non-Italians will say, well, look, I'm not, you're inviting me to your wedding, right? And it's nobody told you to go spend all this money. So I'll give what I want to give. No, it doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you why it doesn't work that way. Because there is a going rate. And if I'm in America or I'm in Europe or I'm in Canada and I'm at an English wedding, like I remember going to a couple of weddings in Calgary and I found out, what does the couple want? It wasn't at a great spot. The food was, this was in the, at the Calgary wedding. The food was at, you know, it was a buffet style. Here in Montreal, even in Toronto, but especially here in Montreal, it's the international buffet, which is at the beginning of the wedding. Put it this way, in Calgary and out west, it's not even that good. It's not even the precursor to the actual meal here in Montreal would be an incredible wedding anywhere else. It's not even that good in other parts of the country, especially when you go out west, okay? And you go to a real, as we call it, caker, a manja cake wedding. It doesn't even come close. As a matter of fact, there are English people who will show up to Italian weddings and they'll go crazy. They'll see the international buffet and there's seafood and there's all this lamb chops and they're eating and crazy. And then they realize there's a meal still to come. You know, 3-course, 4-course, 5-course, whatever it is, plus the sweet table at midnight and desserts and more food. It's just nonstop. So you're going to be taken care of. And you know this if you've ever gone to an Italian wedding. If I'm speaking to you right now and you're Italian, then this is your life. This is your life. This is my life. You know this already. This part is mostly for the people who are non-Italian. But I'm helping the Italians as well because getting the message out there. Because just because you go to an Italian wedding and you're not Italian, don't think that they're not going to judge you after, because they will. It's your job to make sure you don't embarrass yourself. And you're going to a top-notch wedding. Find out where the wedding is. Find out the going rate, the banquet hall. The going rate right now as we head into summer 2024 is $250 per person. That is the going rate. That's where we're at. Now, it doesn't mean that some weddings, they haven't paid less. And it doesn't mean that some weddings haven't gone overboard and paid more. But that's about the going rate. You're about at $500 per couple. And then if you know the people and you know them well, maybe you put $600. If you're by yourself and you're not with somebody else, then you could put half that amount. Okay, so let's say you go to a wedding, it's $250, you could put $300 or $350 if you're by yourself. You could put $500 to cover the plate, or you could put $600, you could put $700 if you really know the couple. If you're family and you're really close, you could put $800. So that's $400 each, which is about $150 per person as an extra gift on top of the covering of the plate. Some people don't do that. Now, I'm going to call out some Italians. There's Italian people who have been part of this forever and they've never been part of it, meaning they'll never cover the plate. You know, 5-6 members of the family, 10 members will show up, put $500 in the envelope, and it's literally doesn't even cover $40-$50 bucks per person. And they come to the wedding and they don't care. There's other Italians, a lot of Italians who write down, I'm not making this up. So this might sound foreign to people who are not Italian, but this is what they do. So you write down all the money you've received as gifts. And they do this. Italians will do this. Other cultures too. So that when they go to your wedding or when they go to that family's, you know, whatever, whoever's getting married in that family, they know what to put back. I mean, it's petty. It's really petty. It should be coming from the heart. I've always been the type of person where I don't care. If somebody gives this much, but I want to give more, I'll give more if I feel like giving more, but I'll never give less. I'll always cover the plate minimum. I've been to weddings where I've given more, and I felt almost ripped off after. You know, like you're going home and you realize, ooh, that wasn't good. The food wasn't good. The wedding wasn't good. And you've given way more. You went above and beyond. But then there's a part of you, because we all have a devil on one shoulder. We have an angel on another, right? And the devil will say something like, oh, that was horrible. And say, I should have. There's people who will go into the washroom during the wedding or before the wedding. They'll actually, not during, because you have to give that envelope at the beginning when there's the reception line and you give it to the couple. So, but they're going to map out. They're going to check everything out at the beginning. They're going to figure it out. They're either going to add more to the envelope or take out. I'm not making this up. It's kind of sad. It's kind of pathetic. I've never done anything like that. But I have felt when I've left the wedding, I never felt like I undergifted, but I have felt a few times that I overgifted and thought, okay, maybe that was a little bit too much and exaggerated. But the way I look at it is, if I'm close to the couple, if we are friends, very good friends, if we are family, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But the important thing is knowing the going rate. The going rate is important, and this is why. When I go to a wedding, so as I was mentioning, I went to a wedding in Calgary. I found out you have to pay for your own drinks. Italian weddings, all Italian weddings are open bar. Great food, international buffet, great meal. You got the sweet table, as I mentioned, with even more food and midnight desserts. They go all out. It's beautiful. It should be good service. It should be a great room, especially at that rate. Some things hit the target. Some things miss. Some things totally miss. But for the most part, that is the rate. Out west, some of the weddings I went to, you know, when you're paying for your own booze, and then the food is buffet style, it's rather lousy, then it's like, okay, wait a minute. They don't want cash. They want a gift. You get them a gift. Okay, but you don't show up at an Italian wedding. Because I remember a guy I knew who showed up at an Italian wedding with a gift. He was the only person that brought a gift when he was in the line. Now, it's nice that they didn't come empty-handed, but that's embarrassing, okay? Because you could tell the non-Italians in the line, anybody who has a bag and has a gift, those are people that don't get it and will never get it. When you go to an Italian wedding, same thing, I'm sure, if you go to a Jewish wedding, you go to any culture, find out what the going rate is. Find out what is the tradition and give them that. Don't show up with a bag with gifts in it or a gift. You need to do research. Showing up and not doing research shows you're lazy and shows you're out of touch. And, you know, the couple doesn't want a gift. They don't want a gift because they want money. And especially money to cover that wedding, because there's a lot of people and they need to cover the wedding and they want money. They want it now. They want the cash. And they don't want to necessarily, they would like to make some money, but their goal is not to lose money. Okay. If they break even, most couples will breathe a sigh of relief and go, okay. But the problem is when people show up and don't cover the plate, and too many people start doing that, and then family members let you down and they don't give a little bit more and you don't cover, and then the wedding ends up costing you money. And then you hear the non-Italians, non-Europeans say, well, that's too bad. It's not my problem. But it is your problem, because you got to look at it as you're going out on a night on the town. You're going out to have fun. It's going to be one of the best meals, best weddings that you've been to. I guarantee it, especially if you're non-Italian. And you got to look at it as, you're going to take an Uber, okay, don't drive, and you have an open bar, you could have a great time, you could drink to your heart's desire, you could eat anything you want, you could stay there till 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get your money's worth. So if you can't cover the plate, it's sad, it's pathetic, it's embarrassing. You need to cover the plate. So if you're going to an Italian wedding this summer, it's $500, it's $250 per person. If you're a real tight ass, You don't want to quite give 500. 450 is the cutoff. 400 is not good, but it's okay. You're still afloat. It's still, ooh, they gave us 400. Yeah, they actually think this way. But 450, better. But 500, just go there. Because for another, I don't understand people. You know, for another $100, don't embarrass yourself. You know, don't another $50, don't embarrass yourself. Just put it in the envelope. And then it's the Italians. That's the thing that I don't get. When it's Italians who do this, I would be embarrassed to go to somebody's wedding and not cover the plate or put less. And I know a lot of people do it as a almost like a revenge gift. It's like, well, they only gave us 150. Yeah, but that was like 15 years ago. You got to figure in inflation and how much, you know, Trudeau has ruined this country. So add the inflation to it. You gave 150 as a couple. Now it's 500. 20 years have passed. Too freaking bad. You give $500. You cover the plate. And don't those people mean something to you? Those people should mean something to you. So that's the least you can do. And it's, and I know, you know, some people are saying, but it's hard times. You know, the economy is bad. We're heading into, who knows, in the next 6 months. People just don't have money. Okay, I have a solution for that. Don't go to the wedding. If you can't cover the plate, but you've been invited, you can't cover the plate, and you know the people, and they mean something to you, don't go, and then just send $100. Or send a, give them a gift after. Don't give them a gift. You're not obliged to give anything if you don't go to the wedding. But my whole point is, don't go. Because if you're going to go and then only give $200 for two people, and that is costing the couple, it really is. It's costing the couple $300. It's costing them out of pocket to have you there. That's not cool. It's the same way when you go to somebody's birthday. I mean, don't people do this? The non-Italians, non-Europeans, English Canadians do this, I know, because I have Canadian friends, lots of Canadian friends. And they'll always ask, or I'll ask, well, what are we doing here? Frank, everybody's going to pay their own meal, and then everybody's going to give a certain amount of money to buy a group gift for the person. Okay, great. Are we putting anything else? Yeah. Her boyfriend is covering it all. That means you go to somebody's birthday party or whatever celebration, and they're covering it all, meaning they're paying for it. You just show up, then you have to bring a gift. And you have to keep in mind what the plate cost that person and what it covered. And then you have to give that much, at least covering, you know, with a gift, the price of the plate. You always have to keep that in mind. And I know, as I said, that this is a sickness for a certain nationality called Italians. I know. But look, I like to do the right thing. And for me, it's not a sickness. I'll just do it. And I always tell my wife, yeah, but, you know, so-and-so, yeah, okay, but so-and-so, but I don't care. I'm not so-and-so. So what? You're going to go and you're going to give them more? If I feel comfortable to give them more, I will, because I'm just covering the plate, right? If I'm giving them 500, but they stiff me at my wedding, but I'm covering the plate and I'm giving them 500, I feel good about what I did. I gave them that gift. I covered my plate. I didn't put them in an awkward situation. Now, if they did that to us, that's their problem. That's on their conscience. And they're probably not thinking about it, because that's the type of people that they are in the first place. That's not the type of person that I am. I don't like to play these mind fuckery, you know, mind games that people do, especially my culture. So let's put an end to all this insanity. Cover the plate. You can't cover the plate because you don't have the money. Don't go. It's worse to show up and not cover the plate. Trust me, they won't miss you. They'll miss you for about a half a second that they know you're not coming, but then they have a wedding to plan and a wedding day to enjoy. You're out of sight, out of mind. There's so many other people that are not going to be there or are going to be there. You're not on the radar. And unless you are so close to these people, then you shouldn't even consider not covering the plate. This is what I mean. You can't be cheap. And especially if you're family, don't be cheap. Cover the plate. Cover the plate. It's very important. And don't expect that these people are going to write to you and thank you. Some people write to you. They thank you. They write a letter. Thank you very much. They make it personal. Don't think because you covered the plate, You know, there's some Canadians, Americans are like, oh, I covered the plate. They never thanked me. You think they're going to thank 300-400 people? They might. They might send thank you cards. But trust me, you didn't do much by giving them $500 and covering the plate. Unless you give them something that's spectacular, like twice the amount or significantly more, they might go out of their way and say, oh, by the way, thank you so much for the gift. They're not going to tell you thank you for the gift when you think in your mind you did a great thing by giving them $500. That just covered the plate. They're not thanking you for that. Okay, it's no big deal. I'm letting you know right now. So that's where we're at with that stuff. Now, let's get into talking about weddings 2024. I just, in general, don't like weddings. I'm looking forward to hers because it's my niece. Even my own wedding, my wife did so much planning, but I remember how much work I had to do to help out. And I was just, oh, for a guy, you know, for the groom, it's just like, oh, just get to this day and enjoy it. Really enjoy the day because it goes by really quickly, and help the couple enjoy the day. Have fun. Be low maintenance. It's not about you. It's not about the something meal that you didn't like and all that. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your registry, whatever the case is, back of your mind. But this is about the couple. It's not about you. That's what people need to remember. When you're there, you're a guest. You're invited to their wedding. You're an onlooker. But it's the most important day of their lives, not your life. So you could deal with some of the things that might go wrong, right? They don't need to know any of those things. I've been to weddings that things have gone wrong, like really wrong. I got my food an hour later after everyone else, but I kept my mouth shut. And then, you know, the sweet table, the food didn't come till 2 hours later. Again, I kept my mouth shut. I covered the plate. I went home, didn't talk about it anymore. Was disappointed, didn't tell the couple, didn't discuss it. You know why? They don't need to know. It's what a thoughtful person does. What a big mouth, loud mouth, embarrassing person does. Somebody that has no tact. They'll go start rumors, talk to other people, especially within the communities. Did you see what they did? Is it gossip, gossip, gossip? That to me, I'm against. That I don't want to be a part of. Any type of gossip that ruins or attempts to ruin a special day for the two people getting married. Now, let me get into destination weddings. This has become popular over the years. Here's how the destination wedding should work. If you're invited, I've been invited to a few destination weddings. I couldn't make it. I couldn't go. It didn't work out. I had to work. I couldn't get the time off. I couldn't go. A destination wedding is a big commitment. Because you need to go somewhere. Now, if the destination is in another country, like this summer we're going to Italy, my cousin's getting married. Now, that's not a destination wedding because he's getting married in Italy and he lives in Italy. My destination is Italy. So that should be the same as if you're going to a local wedding. Find out what the traditions are in the country you're going to, what you need to do, understanding what the gifts may be, what you need to cover, and then give the gift, show up to the wedding, enjoy. I'm talking about destination weddings, real destination weddings, that are in the Caribbean, Las Vegas, Dominican Republic, Mexico, people that get married somewhere in the South Island, and it's an outdoor, beachside, by the water wedding. And then everybody goes there and they get married. Now, if you're very close to the people doing this, then obviously your gift to them is you're spending a lot of money to go to this wedding. Yes, you're not spending 7 days with the couple. You're probably going to spend a couple of days with the couple and then they're off doing their own thing. So you're still enjoying your wedding. Yes, you weren't supposed to be there in the first place. Had they gotten married locally, you would be at their local wedding. So it did take effort. It did take more money. More planning, hotel, flight, all-inclusive, whatever. It could be costly. So you're not expected at a destination wedding to give a gift. Your gift is being there. You made it there. And most couples will say no gift if you come to the wedding. Now, if you're a family member, that you're never excluded from the no gift asterisk. When you're family and you care about the people, your close friends, you're always going to give them a gift. If there is no party, there is no gift. You're not obliged to give a gift. There's no gift that is expected or should be expected If there's no banquet, there's no party, there's no celebration, there's no dinner, there's no food. I don't know why people would expect this, but now I'm hearing more and more people who are having destination weddings are also expecting some kind of gift, which is nuts. I mean, people have absolutely lost their minds. I have an idea. How about no destination wedding? The destination should be in your city. And if you're going somewhere else and you're going far away, you can't expect people to be available for that. It's fine for you and the immediate family. But for everybody else, that gets, never mind covering your plate, that gets really expensive. That gets costly. That is time consuming. The people have to figure out, sometimes they have to bring the kids. Sometimes they have to figure out who's going to watch the kids, you know, depending what time of the year it is. If the kids stay back because they're still in school and the parents have to go, then somebody has to take care of the kids or the family pet. And then it's 4 airline tickets or it might be 2 airline tickets, but then it's a disaster. Might be easier for the couple getting married down south, not easy for the people who have been invited. So if you're getting married anywhere far away, you can't expect people to show up. Another thing, it's funny because people have declined going to weddings, and I've heard this from people who are hosting weddings and saying, yeah, and you know, the person didn't send me anything. Well, no. If somebody's not coming to your wedding, don't expect something in the mail unless you're very close to them and speak to them on a regular basis. If they just show up every couple of years, or you just call them because they're family member, you know, and they're a long lost family member, don't expect something in the mail. That's not how it works. We're not in 1963. It's not 1987. It's just not the way it works anymore. Move on and stop looking at those little things that are insignificant, but that my culture looks at, and I still don't get it. Like, I shake my head going, who freaking cares if they sent you money or not? They're not coming. And even if they come, their family, and they shortchange you, well, what are you going to do? It's your family. And as long as you're okay with that, and you're inviting people to come to your wedding, and you're okay with that, that's fine. Now, you could be angry at them, you could be upset, you could whatever, but they don't care. They're there to have a good time. They don't know better. Some people play really dumb. They know, but they still won't cover the plate. That's on you. That's on the couple for inviting these people in the first place. Or if you don't want people to come to your wedding, or if you really want people to show up, it's because you care about them showing up. And if you don't want them showing up in the first place, then you shouldn't be inviting them. That's just the way it goes. So some people are going to stiff you. And that's just the way it is. Episode 186 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Delices La Frenette. Simplement délicieux. I was at La Frenette the other day. I was buying some Italian products. They have, by the way, a great section. They sell pasta direct from Italy. The tarali, they have olives. They have marinated mushrooms. They've got it all. They have a deli section. They have cheeses, prosciutto direct from Italy, salami, coffee, anything you're looking for. It's a one-stop shop now. You're not only getting pastries or custom cakes or designing a cake for those special moments in your life, but they've got everything on top of it. It's such a big store. Check them out at the Brossard location. That's the one I'm talking about on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard, and the other 4 Montreal locations, the hub in St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, and Montreal West. It's lesdelicelafrenette.com. Simplement délicieux. Wrapping up this podcast before I go here, I think I covered everything you need to know for weddings 2024. You should be able to listen to this podcast, and if you didn't know, maybe if you knew already, then it was redundant, but at least it's like a refresher course, because we all need a little refresher course. Where are we at? Okay, that's where we're at? Okay, good. But if that didn't help you, then nothing will. You're a lost cause when it comes to going to weddings and knowing what to bring as a gift. Remember, don't bring a gift. Just stuff the envelope with money or give a check. So, this is something I wanted to talk about because there are so many influencers, and I wouldn't even call them what are they influencing? People to bust a nut? I don't know. What are they influencing? These are girls who are on OnlyFans. They're porn stars. I don't know. They're exposing their body. Their boobs are hanging out. You see them. They're all over Instagram, right? And in Quebec, here in the province that I'm at, it's influencers. It's influencers. These influencers. They're everywhere. For me, they come up on my page, I guess, because that's what I look at, according to my wife. So they all come up. You might want to check on your boyfriend or husband and see if they're coming up on their search on Instagram. For me, they're all coming up. But these women, they kill me because, look, some I feel bad for. You know, what am I? St. Francis, the patron saint of animals, not the patron saint of porn stars and OnlyFans starlets. I feel compassion. I see these women and I look at them and I try to look at, you know, in their eyes and go, they've been hit hard. And I don't mean by a dick. I mean, they've been hit with something. You know, something has happened in their lives when they were young, the fact that they're doing this. Because you're not a lovely, pretty, good-looking girl and all of a sudden decide you're going to sell yourself OnlyFans or whatever you're doing. You're going to become a sex worker, as they call themselves, because they want to call themselves everything. Influencers, sex worker, anything but what they actually are, which is they're doing porn. They're porn stars. When you're exposing your vag, you're exposing your breasts, you're doing sexual acts, you're in a pornos, then you're a porn star. Simple as that. But what I find is I've been looking at some of these girls, some of their Instagram pages, and they all say the same thing. I don't know if they're like a network. They're all friends, or they must be, or they're all part of the same union. L'union, the sex worker, I don't know. But they all say the same thing. How proud, it's sad actually, it's really sad. How proud of the woman that they've become, and they've worked so hard to get the things that they have in life. But hang on a second. You have an OnlyFans, and if you're not sucking dick for money, you are talking to people online and sharing your pictures and doing other things to yourself, and you're doing something, right? You're on OnlyFans, you're selling sex, whichever way you're looking at it. Look, you could be proud of selling yourself and doing all that, these people. I'm trying not to pass judgment here, but all these women, I mean, in a week, I saw about four or five different girls, they all seem to be, as I said, following each other. And I feel bad for them because I see them and I know they seem like really nice girls, whether they came from broken homes. Maybe they didn't come from broken homes. Maybe they just wanted to be in the sex industry. That's fine. That's okay. Each of their own. I'm not judging. But what are you proud of? You know, when they say we're fier, in French is we're proud. You know, I've worked so hard to get to where I am and all that. But what did you do? You worked hard, but it's not like this is a thing, and I think it's a Generation Z and the late millennial thing, and the next generation. I lost track of the letters, and I don't know what's next, but I think this generation, this latest generation, they just want to more than ever tell everybody how hard they worked, and basically, if they're driving this type of car, it's because je le mérite, you know, in other words, I merit driving this nice car. And the reason why I'm driving this car is because I've made it. But what have you made it doing? So as far as I know, you're not a lawyer. You're not a certified real estate broker, at least, or you own your own business, or you're a doctor or a nurse, or I don't know, entrepreneur, you bought Bitcoin, made millions, or a financial genius. No. You have an OnlyFans page. You're pretty. You're selling your videos of you and your boyfriend banging in front of, you know, inviting other people, and which is fine. But what are you proud of? This is what I don't get when porn stars, when OnlyFans stars say that they're proud of where, you know, what they've reached, or even women that use men and have sugar daddies. They're proud. They're proud that they've been able to be self-sufficient and get to this point. Oh, you're proud that you got to this point on your own and with nobody helping you? Well, you just admitted that your sugar daddy did, or your thousands of fans on OnlyFans with their subscriptions have helped you out. You're there. Yes, you're an entrepreneur, but you're selling your body and you're a porn star, whichever way you look at it, or you've done sexual acts on camera, and they're all out there for people to see. So if you're okay with being proud of being at the level that you're at financially because of those things, that's great. But it's almost like, to me, they're not proud. They're just trying to convince themselves on a daily basis, the same way other people put quotes on Instagram. You know how people put those quotes or their memes, and maybe they're quoting the Dalai Lama or Eckhart Tolle, the power of now, this, that. I do it sometimes. But they post that stuff, and it doesn't make sense. For them, it doesn't make sense, because it was like, wait, you didn't study 13 years of med school and woke up one day and you got your dream home and you worked hard. No, you've been sucking dick for 15 years. And now you've been doing 10 of those years on camera. And that's how you became famous. And that's how you got your bankroll. I'm fine with it. It's okay. I'm not judging, I guess, a little. But what are you proud of? I mean, what? And why do they have to keep saying every couple of days, je suis fier, I'm proud. I'm an influencer. Yeah, they have to keep reminding. This is what I do. This is my car. This is my house. I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be living here had I not made it on my own merits of dropping on my knees and doing whatever I do. That's the bottom line. And there's nothing wrong with it. But they seem delusional about it. They seem like people forget that they've made their money. They probably think they made their money elsewhere in another way, and it's not for the things they're known for and people see them doing on Instagram. This one makes me laugh, man. It's just maybe it's all, I don't know, man, maybe it's all the accounts that I follow. They're all doing it, they're all saying it, they're all doing it, and in a week it's, I've seen like half a dozen or more, and it's all the same thing. Go on there and try to change people's minds, almost like they're trying to convince themselves. You know, not only the people that are watching their pages, but that, hey, I made it on my own. Just want everybody to know that, you know, my parents don't talk to me. My family doesn't talk to me. They don't agree with the work I do, but I did it, man. Je l'ai fait. Tout seul. On my own. You did it on your own, all right. Congratulations. You could be proud of it. If you're proud of it, that's fine. But they act as if what they did was this big life accomplishment. It's not a big life accomplishment when you're using that one thing that we all have that we can use to make money. Power to the people that do it and have no problem, no qualms about doing it, but not the most elegant of jobs. You're not working at Buckingham Palace, helping a royal write a book, or helping save lives, or inventing technology. You're showing your tits and sucking cock. Let's just call a spade a spade. That's what you're doing, okay? And on that note, episode 186 of the Drive-By Podcast has come and gone. It is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenais. Simplement délicieux. LesDélicesLafrenais.com. If you would like to work with a designer at any of their five locations, they'll hook you up with the hub in St. Leonard. Maybe you're getting married later on this year. You need a custom cake, beautiful cake for your wedding. They'll do it for you. Any cake for any life celebration, communions happening, confirmations, birthdays, whatever. And you need a beautiful cake. Tastes good, looks good. Go that extra mile and get a nice cake designed by Les Délices Lafrenais. Five Montreal locations, including the newly expanded store on Boulevard Taschereau in Brossard, every day of the week and weekends when you are entertaining or heading over to somebody's home. Get hooked up with the best pastries and desserts in the city, voted best of in Montreal time and time again. And for a reason, it's Les Délices Lafrenais. If you enjoy this podcast, please five-star it on Spotify and Apple. Give it 5 stars. Review or comment anytime. I appreciate it, whether you agree or disagree. Check out any of the past episodes available on YouTube. You could also catch me on the Terry and Ted podcast, Standing By. Terry DeMonte and Ted Bird. I'll be on their podcast this Wednesday. You could see that on YouTube. Once again, it's the Standing By podcast with Terry and Ted. Or you could also listen on this same platform as you're listening to the Drive-By right now. I'll catch you again for another episode later on this week on Thursday. I'm Freeway Frank. Thank you so much, and ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.